Eita, hola Zimbabwe muhle. Welcome. Muchirongwa chedu chevechiriki chirongwa The Connection ngiyalamukela nonke kuhlelo The Connection lilami uMikeHove. Today is Tuesday 29 January. Nangu January sehambile. Welcome into our program. The Connection lilami uMikeHove today on Tuesday the 29th of January 2019. I'm your host MikeHove. Alright, Zimbabwe muhle, welcome. Muchirongwa chedu chevechi diki uhlelo The Connection. Mwineni MikeHove, lilami uMikeHove. With your boy, homeboy, number one over, MikeHove. Ontanga lamhlanje uhlelo, we're touching on something that is both sad, inspiring, and exciting. Last week, on Wednesday the 23rd of January 2019, the world, not just Zimbabwe, the world lost a legend. Tina njengabantu abatsha, isuse abantu bechidiki, takarasikirwa negamba, salahlekelwa leqhawe langempela, iqhawe lamaqhawe. We saw the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi passing away on January the 23rd of, since it is December, January 23. That was last Wednesday. Ontanga, the whole world was mourning. Sibona abantu abasakhulayo. We saw a lot of youths mourning alongside the rest of the world, the rest of Africa. I remember mina ngihlangana labantu who come from different countries, abo Botswana, South Africa, all going to the senseni. Bekhala ngenxa yokuthi ubaba umuyitha kawona mshakavu Oliver Mtukudzi achithi siya. But ontanga lamhlanje kuhlelo, today in our program, we're looking towards focusing on the legacy that he left behind. Oliver Mtukudzi lived a big life, a great life. He was a philanthropist, he was a musician, he was a father, he was a legend, he was a global icon. As a legacy, he lived to touch so many different youths. He uplifted so many different youths. So I want to hear from you, lamhlanje Zimbabwe muhle, ukuthi what exactly is your thoughts when you hear Oliver Mtukudzi? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Ngikhangela njalo ukuthi ngizabe ngixoxa labasakhulayo, tshangethi kurukura nevango vechidiki. We will be speaking to other youths who have worked alongside this great icon, this great global icon, Oliver Mtukudzi. So ontanga, if you're looking to join the program tonight, join us, please. +1202-619-2077 is the number to call. You can also text us on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. But as usual, Zimbabwe Mushe, before we get into tonight's program, let me give you guys a little taster of what we have in store for you tonight. Tonight on The Connection, we speak to youths who have worked with the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi. What do you think of the legacy left behind by Oliver Mtukudzi? If you're looking to join tonight's program, +1202-619-2077 is the number to call. You can also text us on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You're tuned into The Connection on Studio 7. Ndiyo nyaya tinayo mgango manzwa, nasi mchirongwa tukuzea upenyu wa mshakavu wa Oliver Mtukudzi. Ndambotaura ndikati isu sevanhu vechidiki takachema zvikuru last week. Vangova vachiri kuchema, vachiri kuendera mberi vachichema vachiti aiwa mshakabvu Oliver Mtukudzi, how could you have left us? Sibone ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi takaonawo vamshakabvu takaonawo mshakabvu Samanyanga. Oliver Mtukudzi passed away last week, mswa 23 January. So kanasi takatarisa kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vanhu vechidiki uyezve vadhara, nekuti Oliver Mtukudzi wasn't just a hero towards the young, but angari hero towards munhu wese wekuZimbabwe, munhu wese wekuAfrica, munhu wese anogara panyika pano. Saka ndikuda kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti imi nemaondero yenyu What was Oliver Mtukudzi's legacy? Uyezve, makatarisira kuti, what exactly did you learn? Pamama mchitarisa upenyu wava Oliver Mtukudzi. Plus 12026192077. Ndiyo number ya kutifonera. Kamuchida utifonera. Mchirongwa munu kwanisa utibata pa WhatsApp. Pa plus 12026192077. Iyo phone call. Pa plus 12024650318 pa WhatsApp. Ndiyo, niyaya tinayo mchirongwa. Ilo lutaba silalo ekutwini la mchanje kushelo ontanga Zimbabwe mwuhle nyalamgela nonke kushelo labasa kulayo ushelo The Connection lilami umaikowe. La mchanje ontanga si kokla ngempilo ega baba, ega muyi, usamanyanga u Oliver Mtukudzi. U Oliver Mtukudzi yena was born in 1953, was washona ngevike edluleyo ngolwesithathu mhlaka 29 kaZibandlela 2019. Usamanyanga had lived a very, very lucrative life, a very, very a quality, good life on Tanga, Tutugisa Abasakulayabaning, Tutugisa Abantu Abatabuka Wamanya Maswe, Simbone Njalo, he was the Goodwill Ambassador, UNICEF in Southern Africa. So on Tanga, Nfunuguza Ginuzi, Umbono, Mailana Nempilo, Ga Baba, Umui, Oliver Mtukudzi, Umbono onjani, ngenani kuhlelo, ilolu tabesilalo, ekutwini lamhlanje. Kodwa singaka ngeni kuhlelo, othi siqhubekele phambili, lingakhohlwa njalo ukushare i-live stream yethu, labo ababukelayo ku-Facebook. Msakangana ukushare live stream yedu, iwo vari kuona upa Facebook. Pindai mchirongwa. All right, joining me in studio right now is Taps Mgadza coming through live via Skype. Hey, Taps, what's good, brothers?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me in the program, bro.
Pleasure.
So, Taps, last week the world lost a global icon. You're a recording artist yourself. You've done a lot of big things. You've been associated with a lot of big acts. What was your take on the legacy left behind by the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi?
You know, I think in terms of legacy, I think he definitely paved the way internationally for a lot of Zimbabwean artists. I would think most of us, or if not all of us, especially as younger ones, you know, just having somebody carry that Zim flag to the world and so proud of where he was from. And even just the style of music that he did, he was so true to being Zimbabwean and being himself. So I think for me, the legacy left behind is just carrying that true culture and just influencing so many people that I don't even think he realizes how many people he touched.
Man, I was on social media when he passed away, and everyone, I saw all the women rocking the black bandanas and the black dukes, hashtag RIP, Duke for Tuku. A lot of people were rocking black when he passed away. Man, he was a global icon. Did he by any chance influence your music?
Absolutely. You know what? I don't know if you guys remember when we did, when I did A Academy back in 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime ago. But I remember, like, even just meeting him and, you know, I remember just watching and seeing him perform and just saying, I want to do that. I want to impact the way he's impacting people. And the new music that I'm actually working on right now, a lot of it actually has a lot of African influence because I had to sort of go back and sort of revisit my values and sort of where I'm from. And my previous music was good, but it didn't have anything that related where I was from. And seeing someone like Tuku carry that flag, you know, inspired me to sort of go back to the drawing board and say, you know what, though I live here in the U.S., my heart and my blood is Zimbabwean, and that needs to show. Mm-hmm. So that's how he inspired me, just to be a patriot for where I'm from, and also just to love the culture and the music. So, I mean, he's inspired me in such an amazing way. In fact, when he passed away, my friend texted me and said, I don't know if you heard this, but I know you're going to be quite devastated. And he's like, well, and I'm like, what? And it's like, Tuku died. I couldn't believe it. I was like lying in bed. Mm-hmm. So I was shocked, and I didn't think I was going to have the reaction that I did, because I actually broke down, and it was like weird, and I was like, wow, he really meant that much. You know, you don't realize it when he's alive, but when he's no longer here, you're like, oh, this guy really touched me
more
myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saka vamugadza chimondudzaiwo nerurimi rwamai kuti nemaonerenyu vamutukudzi, what was his legacy? What was his life like?
I think upenyu is, it's quite a tough thing to do. I think, honestly, I'm just going to speak in English if that's okay.
Go ahead,
I think his life, honestly, for me, you know, I grew up in an orphanage and music for me was an outlet. It was the only way that I saw a way around the pain that I was going through. And I remember hearing the song Neria, you know, at the orphanage. And at that time, I didn't know who he was. But I think even for underprivileged people like myself, when I was growing up, he left a legacy in terms that he made us see beyond our circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
His music took us to places where we could escape, you know, our current reality. And I think for someone to have that legacy of helping people in the midst of this struggle sort of escape, and I think he did that for a lot of Zimbabweans, you know, he helped us escape really difficult situations by the joy he brought through his music. So I think one of his legacies also would just be, you know, bringing a lot of healing and a lot of laughter to a lot of broken people. I couldn't say all that in Shona, so that's why.
Nah, you're good. Don't stress about it. Don't stress about it. So tell me something. You're becoming something, someone reputable within the American music industry. We saw, like I said, Tuku was a global icon, and his secret, I was on an interview with Heather Maxwell last week, and I was saying, I found it really amusing that Oluvam Tukudzi sang in Shona. But you'd find Asians, you'd find people from Botswana, South Africa, coming to you going, Tony, and how did he do it when his lyrics were all in Shona? Usually people don't cross that barrier of language, race, tribe. How did he do it?
You know what? I think when somebody truly believes in something, it doesn't matter what it is. If people believe that you are so genuine to what you're doing, they will ride with it. I mean, they will. Here's a crazy thing. I was in Texas 2 weeks ago, and I was at Baylor University, and we were in a group. I was just speaking to a group of students, and one of the students was like, hey, do you know a guy called Oluvam Tukudzi? This is like in Waco, Texas, in the sticks. And he started singing Todini, and then he said, you know the song called Vuma? Vuma? Like, and I'm like, how do you even know all of them? Because he's like, oh, he's like, you know, I just love African artists, and he was the number one guy that popped up. And he's like, all the other guys are good, but Oliver, I love so much. And I think because, like I said, because he was so genuine with his music and so true, I think it didn't matter even if he sang in, you know, whatever language. I think just because he was so true to himself that it crossed over. And it's more the connection that people had with the music. Like when they heard it, it touched them somewhere. So even if they didn't understand what he was saying, they knew that they were being touched and that there was something emotionally happening. And so it made them learn a song that they had no idea what it meant.
All right, yeah. Taps, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Nupinda Mchironga, can I just hold you on the line for 1 second? Let me take a call and then I'll come back to you, bud.
Absolutely.
All right, Murugumunzo, Tapio Mgadza, Arku Taurao, Neupenyu, Wavam Tukudzi, and Aiwa Mtukudzi was very, very humble. Ndanyato Mfunzo, and Gatko Taps, Munuese, Panyika, Panupo, Pese. Ukaenda ku Asia, ukaenda ku South Africa, ukaenda ku Botswana, munhu wese arikuti todi senzen. How is that possible? Nekuti vatuku vaimba nerurimi rweShona. Asi hanzi, aiwa, he was uniting people across the whole world regardless. Hanzi, nekuti when you are genuine, paunenge uchiimba zvinhu zviri genuine, aiwa, people listen. Wotitatu mulaleli, tiri kunzwa kuti tine muteereri. I hear we have a caller ecingweni. Caller, muteereri. Hello, hello.
Hi there.
Yebo, unjani baba?
Hayi, ngikona singathola yaphila.
Anguzi baba, ngibani okhulumayo?
Udumizwe Ndlovu baba, ngikhuluma kuphethe.
Oh, uthe ibizo ngibani Dumizweni?
Dumezweni Ndlovu.
Oh, Dumezweni Ndlovu. Ndlovini unjani baba?
No, ngiyaphila mfowethu.
Ungaphi emhlabeni?
Ngisedethe kwele Zimbabwe baba.
Edethe kwele Zimbabwe. Hayi, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Ndlovini. So awusitshele umbono wakho mayelana ngempilo yekamuyi u-Oliver Mthukuthu.
Yebo, ngithi ngifake nje ngesithiwa kahle ngoba ngicela ukukhuluma isithiwa nje ngihlanje. Actually, when we reflect to what Oliver Mthukuthu has done, honestly, I feel the brow of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I remember about Oliver Mthukuthu is that he was a humble man,
mm-hmm.
a man who exercised the multiculturalism. You know, I remember him singing a certain song with Brian Yuma Segela.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, it's so sad that sometime last year, we lost the jazz guru in South Africa, his counterpart, Yuma Segela.
Mm-hmm.
Just a year now,
mm-hmm.
Oliver Mthukuthu has fallen. It's so sad.
Mm. Kutsho uNkulunkulu took his two legends on the same day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, it's so sad. And what I know about Oliver Mthukuthu is that he was a man who had no tribal elements. That's why you see he was God-given. He was God-like. I mean, God gave him more talent, more expression in music. You know, you'd hear his voice was so bold, so sweet with that dynamism. And, you know, his music, it would click. Rhyme together, you know, in music, you're talking about the rhythm, his drums, his lira, his electrical guitar, you talk of the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, that was the most sweetest melody in jazz. We call it Afro jazz, very pure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Ndlovini, tell me something. You know, Uthuku, he helped abantu abasakhulayo abaningi, which, of course, is why he was the UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, focusing on abantu abasakhulayo and, of course, abesifazana. Do you think, Uthi, when looking back, young people actually looked at this man and went, man, this is the man I want to be like. Man, this is the man that teaches me how to become a better man, a better woman, a better human being.
Yeah, there's that degree of us as a youthful generation admiring such an icon. Because I can't remember reading any bad stories about all these things in the press. You see, some people, when they become great, they abuse those talents. But
mm-hmm.
with Oliver Mthukuthu, honestly, if my memory serves me well, he was a man who was so exemplary, gave us a lot of inspiration. And as a youthful generation, you would wish to be close to him. I think Mike Hobey once interviewed me. Of course, I'm not going to say out my name
mm-hmm.
for the moment. When I talked about my novel sometime,
mm-hmm.
and I was almost about to reach this guy through certain friends in Harare to really get to give me a better music in my audio novel
mm-hmm.
that I'm still writing. But it's so sad that when I was in that process, we have lost the icon.
Mm-hmm.
In the way we say, because this guy was very general,
mm-hmm.
very humble. Some people are not approachable.
Goto yena ngempela, he was always in proximity.
Oh, yes. He was a man who listened. He had his ready for anyone from any country, from any tribe. And lastly, before I go, I want to challenge all politicians to emulate what Oliver Mthukuthu has done. You see, in Zimbabwe, that's why we have a problem, because we are too tribal. Not that tribalism lives in Zimbabwe. That's what I'm saying. Even in our new constitution, politicians should sit down and
mm-hmm.
come up with a new constitution that will always accommodate all tribes. For instance, if we say this year we have a Matongo Ubusa, Zano PSP candidate Elitonga, MPC Elitonga, this year we have a Manambia, this year we have a Machangan, so that everyone can feel at home. Everyone can feel that he is a Zimbabwean, he belongs to the nation. I think you are all heroes. Ama heroes should be always heroes. This is a pila.
Angithi uyizwile ingoma ekaThuku esebuze sithi kanti kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze umuntu athi ngiliqhawe.
Yes.
Mm.
That's a powerful question.
Yebo.
That's a powerful question. That leaves a lot of memories. Uze ube liqhawe kufuneka ubuntu, diligence, unit of purpose, understanding the cause, the need of helping other people, identifying people who are capable, people who should be uplifted, even in the economic setup, in the political setup, in music, in football, every sphere of life.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, they can't even see that.
Yebo Ndlovini, ayi siyakuzwa mnumzana, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Ye ungaqeda ukujayela ingoma yakhe yokucina manje ayitshalo yukumbe yanethi Totini, something like that.
Kulo Toti, kulo Pado Rwadza Moyo, kulo...
That was a powerful music.
Hayi kule ngoma eziningi kodwa sizashaya ungasabi Ndlovini Scott.
Mike Hobe usikhumbuze indoda loka so zasi imisebenzi yakhe izahlala ikhona kungani ngalala ngokuthula ngiyabonga
mfowethu. Ngiyakuzwa. Thank you Ndlovini lo ngena kuhlelwa ngithi.
Sharp Hobe.
Right Zimbabwe muhle mzwa kubva kuna Dumezweni Ndlovu hayi wa naye ari kubvumirana nemuaondro avamugadza achiti aiwa Thuku was an amazing man. What on Tanga, please welcome me as we welcome our next guest. Big man doing big things. He's worked alongside Oliver Mtukudzi. Okona ngale kwele Botswana. He does big things ngale kwele South Africa. He does big things njalo ngale Zimbabwe. On Tanga, please welcome me, join me as we welcome my next guest, Ubegezela. Begezela, unjan putom.
Begezela.
Yes.
Gilinde ntombiya, gilinde, giyabuya ta. Sanibonani bakithi makhadi. Hello everyone, my name is Begezela and I'm happy.
Right, Begezela, ungenile kuhlelo. Thank you so much for joining us, Lamhlanje.
Bakithi ngiyabonga, kubonga mina kakhulu.
Ngizaqala ngithi ilanga leso bhuti wami sesilahlekelwe liqhawe langempela.
Bakithi besizwa kuthini? Lokho singafuni ukukholwa kodwa ke hayi, I'm sure isi interview yami yesibili. Sengikwamukele. Sengikwamukele ukuthi hayi iqhawe lihambile. Njengoba umlaleli oqeda kusuka ecingweni echilo ukuthi intaba enkulu bakithi idilikile.
So, Begezela, tell me something. Where now you are one of many youths who have had the pleasure of not just being in the presence of this great global icon, but working alongside him. What was that experience like?
Well, the experience was really quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it for me, it felt really personal, you know. Because I was actually taking a baton that he was passing for me. Like I'm saying that sounded really weird, you know, because his last show that he did in Bulawayo, his mm-hmm. very last show, we did it together with the headlining act. Mm-hmm. So we spent the whole day together from the breakfast show that we did on Sky's Metro FM right up until the time of the show, which was around midnight. So as he didn't speak much,
mm-hmm.
and he was a giant literally because he was really tall. So he was a giant with a big he was a giant with a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at one incident we were seated by Haveli there having breakfast. And then one fan couldn't hold himself. He just went straight to him and, you know, was trying to, you know, shake his hand. And he's busy, you know, with a fork and knife in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the bodyguards were stopping the guy. What he did, he said, give him a seat. Let him sit down until I finish eating. And then he can have his picture.
Mm-hmm.
He was humble like that. And then he turned to me and said, Bege, you can't sit at all. Because this is what you chose,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so he taught me that I can never say no to my obligations as an artist, mm-hmm. either to my fans or to media or to anyone. Mm-hmm. As long as I chose that I am an artist, mm-hmm. you know, they don't care. The fans, they want their picture. They want to talk to you. You are in the mood or you are not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at everyone who's posting tributes on social media, almost everyone has a picture with Oliver Mtukudzi. That's insane. Almost everyone has a picture. That's mm-hmm. how approachable and humble he was. So for me, I took it really personally, you know, because, again, I had been waiting for him to come into studio, mm-hmm. but finish the song that we were supposed to do together. and we were supposed to do another show in Harare in Feb. But the promoter came back and said, no, Mdara is very sick, so the show might not happen. So I was like, already seated with bated breath, like, okay, so I've been waiting for him to get into studio, and this show might not happen. So I took it really hard, but I've accepted now, yeah.
So tell me something. Ubaba Mthukudzi, he was someone, like you have explained, he's someone who has taken it upon himself. When we're looking at young people in Zimbabwe, what do you think they should look at when they are talking about legacy? Okay, what do you think they should focus on so that bona baqala ukuzithuthukisa njengabantu abasha?
Well, ngisasemutsha lami ngingazikhiphi khona
lapho. La ukhona vele ebhudini ungahlabi. La ukhona.
Besixoxa ngakho lo mna wami uBerita. You would understand ukuthi uBerita is only artist to have a song with both Hugh Masekela and Oliver Mtukudzi.
Oh my God.
You know, and so she traveled extensively, no baba, a lot. And part of our plans in 2019, we ukuthi asibuyele ekhaya kobulawa, since sihlale South Africa, sisebenzela khona, see a give her back, send her something ekhaya, and when the festival yetu, sasesicela ubaba uMtukudzi, wavuma ukuthi, don't worry, I'm going to be assisting you khona ngapho ngentweni eliyenzayo, nathi siyamsupporta kusolo festival yakhe. Ipoint engiya kuyo ukuthi abatsha esingakwenza ikufunda kunyawo akade lu ephezu kwalo. Ngisakudinga lami ukuthi kanti kuyini kahle kahle, I haven't put my finger on it. Kodwa nxa kade sikhuluma lo Berita, she said to me, Kudom, let's release this book. He died at 66 and he had 67 albums. How incredible.
How is that? Actually,
not seven songs. It's seven albums.
How is that even possible?
Albums. Like, you will ask, how is that even possible? But you can tell, this is someone who loved music more than loved food. This is someone who really loved music and did music with a passion and just followed. So, tinokwa namhlanje, sesithi singayenza ingoma eyodwa edumile ethibekezela, sesifuna ukuba ama-superstars. You know, sesifuna ukugijimisa i-success. But uMtukudzi wagijimisa umusic and success followed him. His consistency with his sound. Ngicabanga ukuthi singafunda lukhulu lapho. Okwesibili, singafunda ukuzehlisa, kuzwininiphisa, humility. Ngenxa yokuthi kuza sisakhatshana, noma singake sibe ungakhangela ukuthi okokuqala umganya uThomas Mafumo is under fire right now.
Uyizwile vele lokhu ndiliya what he said.
Choice attitude and what he said. But ungakhumbula ukuthi kudala wayevele phezulu kulo Mtukudzi kakhulu. You know, abomtukudzi bebephansi kuye, you understand. Kodwa ngenxa yokuzehlisa kwakhe ubaba uMtukudzi, he was buried like a hero, and he was a hero, and he got that send off. So ukuzehlisa. Bese ngisokwesithathu, siye ku technical side. Ubaba uMtukudzi will give us technical advice. You know, ikakhulu to uSisiBerita, umnawami ebese ngiqhubeke lapho, because besihlala sikhuluma naye all the time. He will say, when you're making a song, the first 19 seconds of the song should already have made a point.
Before you even do what?
First 19 seconds of the song, you should have already made your point and made your hook. And so if you listen to his songs, they were very trivial. That, because I would say, vele beqala ukucula ngesikhathi seChimurenga, babedlulisa information to the regime by then. Now, nalowo mculo, and he even explained it, ukuthi they would hide a message deep within the proverbs. You know, so like Vuma.
That would explain a lot, because uyazi bengibuza bengixoxisana nabanye abantu bengibuza besithi, how is it even possible ukuthi uMtukudzi used to sing in Shona alone? Kodwa the message itself was so strong that you'd start loving it as a child, but as you grow older, you even love it even more.
Yes, without even understanding, this was catchy. Okay, those were proverbs. This is what you were talking about. When I was actually driving to Botswana, Izolo, I decided to listen to his greatest hit alone, and I couldn't believe. Ngoba khathesi sengikhulile sengiqala to listen with that third ear, and he was really technically. And then the festival yakhe ePhakarepai okuthiwa the Solo Festival, whereby ubesiba ama performers wonke would perform solo, no band, no backing vocalist, no, but solo. He encouraged that alone, because he would say to you, if someone comes and says, "You need 20,000 rand, I want to give you, Baba Mtukudzi," and yena is worth 120, he wouldn't say no. He would say, "Take the 20,000 and give them a 20,000 rand performance." So he would rock up at his guitar.
Ah, that's smart. That's so very smart.
So he taught us that. Mina no perita, what's from Takunaloko. And first of all, like, last year, about September, towards his birthday, Uvelo Perita, Evelo Zahara, and other local, you know, acts. We shall look at our and solo instrumentation. Leon Tenanga is funda Guringo, I think he funda Guye. And right now, as I'm traveling alone, Hambangeto, Petty Kataria, I can give you a 3-hour show nonstop, just me and my guitar. And again, it gives you. You know, are you really a musician or not? You know, because abanengi ama musician bavala ngemva kwama backing vocalist, lama keyboard, lama piano, kodwa nxa ume wedwa lapha ikwesizojekwazini ukucula, which is why ingoma kaMtukudzi ethandwa kakhulu umhlaba wonke nguNeria, which he did alone.
Hi, Putomi, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo sithe, we cannot have a show and not have Vegezela on the show where he talks about impilo yakaMtukudzi, because you are one of the people that stood out the most.
Bakithi kubonga mina kakhulu, ngithi liqhubekele phambili, bakithi lisixhasa futhi lisisupporta. Abantu abangene ku-social media at Vegezela Music, on Twitter naku-Instagram at Vegezela Music, on Facebook ngubekezela, that's the page. Unfortunately, my personal account is igcwele uBekezela Nkomo, but you can follow, I think, Facebook yakunika leyo option. Bese ngena ku-YouTube, bakithi ngiyabonga ukuthi iBekezela ku-YouTube usesifikile ku-1 million views.
I'm mhlophe.
Yes. If video like sinyonyobela khona phana, I'm sure isisele ngabo a few thousands ukuthi yengena layo ku 1 million. Bakithi siyabonga kakhulu support le xhaso. Eza khona ngapho libe lisimema lisi-invite lisi-supporta izinyawo engena kuzo. Ngasonyawo ezilula iqhekelo zikaba kuMtukudzi, he did a lot. Ngicela nje kuNkulunkulu ukuthi angiqinise angiphela omandla, because he did give me that button and I did feel it. Ngithi kuwe Big Mike, the Studio 7, sibonga kakhulu baye.
Hayi, sibonga wena Bekezela. Thank you so much. Have a good night, Putom.
You too, too. Bye.
All right, Bapo Muhle, you just heard from Bekezela, one of the young gentlemen who got the opportunity to work with Oliver Mtukudzi before he passed on. Now, I've got an in-studio guest, but before we go to our in-studio guest, let me show you guys a little snippet of all these young people. Abontanga came out in their masses, and they were all expressing how they loved Tuku. One of them is a young gentleman, igama lakhe nguKelvin, great musician from Bulawayo. He released a tribute to Oliver Mtukudzi. Let's take a look.
Oh, Daddy, what shall we do?
What shall we do?
What we can do is put our letters in the air, but fear us keeping it cobble, man. We showing respect, mova. We lost the legend, yeah, we'll see like legend. We'll leave them shabba walking, cause nobody can believe it. You're like an uncle, a father to all of us. When he came to be, you paved ways for all of us. But the thing is, when you were humble to all of us, that explains why there's so much grief in all of us. Born, I'm on the veil, I'm a show, I'm a web, okay, but one. I'm a kalang, I'm a tongue, I'm a web, okay, but call. Have a soon to love a long song, who was sang a miss. You were a symbol of unity, see a power with me. Why you start telling me? Why you start telling me? Why you start telling
me? Daddy, what shall we do?
What shall we do? Let's take a little Kalinga.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna be able to fill your shoes. We can only follow but can never replace you. We thank you for all the music you gave us. The 66 albums like a Bible, you blessed us. You gave us hope, left us inspired forever. Now everybody in the industry now wanna do better. I mean, like, I came in main, touch your heart and your soul, and trend around the world without a negative vibe on the song. Ayy, I mean that's something I really gotta inherit. Wanna live a similar legacy when I exit the planet. But I told you face to face, I looked up to you. Now you an angel in the sky, I still look up to. But
I remember everything you say to me, and everything that you said about me. I follow you every picture we took. Rest in paradise.
Nangu Kelvin umfana ongosakhulayo, the king of Luveve hip hop, uthi rest in paradise Oliver Mthukudzi. So early on I promised you all, ngithe I we're going to have an in studio guest. I'm sure you guys have seen on some of our pages she's had the opportunity of meeting Thuku herself twice, I believe. So let's go to her and hear what she has to say about the legacy eka baba umoyi u Oliver Mthukudzi. Heather, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
So you've met him twice.
Yes.
Tell me about this great, great icon.
You know, the first time I met him, I was intimidated.
Why?
Because he's such a huge man, number one. He's tall, and his voice mm-hmm. was so big, mm-hmm. And his legacy, I was just, you know, nervous. Mm-hmm. But he put me right at ease, and we sat up in a studio similar to this one here at VOA for about 30 minutes, and he sang and talked to me all about his music and his life, and it was just wonderful. He taught me a lot of things. And then I met him again about 1 year ago, I think the day of his death, I believe, 1 year previous.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, and I was able to see him in his art center, Pakare, mm-hmm. Pai Art Center in Norton, which was very special.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thuku left so many different offsprings. We have the likes of Winky D, Ja Praiser, that all look at Thuku like this icon, this person that inspired them. Do you think they're walking in the right path towards creating a legacy of their own, one as big as Thuku's?
Well, it's hard to say right now, but, and I haven't met all of them, but I have met Ja Praiser and Blessing Chimanga, who's a Mbira player.
You also saw Andy Brown's daughter, Amara.
Yes, mm-hmm. and Amara Brown. And I think all three of them are doing very well. I think mm-hmm. they were touched by Thuku, and I think they take music seriously, mm-hmm. and they take it personally, and they all respected him, and they respect traditions in various ways. Mm-hmm. You look at Jaws' music videos, like the most recent one, I forgot the name of it, where he's up in the northern part somewhere.
Oh, yes,
in Zimbabwe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and all this, you know, you have all this tradition in the mm-hmm. music video. And his singing style is, it's poppy, but it's mm-hmm. kind of got some roots mm-hmm. to it. And Amara, you know, she's definitely pop, but she mm-hmm. plays her Mbira and sings like she's out in the mm-hmm. countryside somewhere. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Blessing Chimanga is just burning up the world right now with his Mbira orchestra.
Interestingly, there's a comment that just came in that says, after 5 years, I remember you came to Zim. Is that correct? Was that 5 years?
Oh, no. That was just last year.
Okay. Adonis, you're wrong.
Yeah, no, I was just there last year for the first time. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Now, I guess the most important question is, are we ever going to have another Oliver Mthukudzi? Is that even possible?
No.
Why not?
He was one of a kind. Well, as we all are. Mm-hmm. But he had a way of staying true to himself the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why he was so prolific. And he always made such great music, is because he just stayed honest. And he stayed like a kid in some ways, you know, just always searching. I don't think he ever considered his age, really. He told me in the last interview he was tired, but what could he do? He couldn't retire from himself. Mm-hmm. He can't stop doing what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of the reason why, you know, he was so brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain something to me. You're a musician. You're also a host of a show that focuses on music. Mm-hmm. Oliver Mthukudzi sang in Shona throughout the whole time. How is it possible that he managed to break barriers culturally? He managed to break barriers, racial, everyone singing in Shona. How is that possible? It's very rare.
Well, I don't know about the Shona part, because I actually never was able to sing along to any of his songs.
You were singing to Tony with me just
well,
last
yeah.
week.
Well, yeah. Little phrases, bits and phrases. That's true. Uh-huh. I think part of it is that he played acoustic guitar, which is an instrument that many around the world identify with. Mm-hmm. So he played the acoustic guitar in a way that Westerners could relate to. Mm-hmm. It was different, but also we could relate to it because of the instrument itself. Mm-hmm. And his melodies were were also relatable. Mm-hmm. The lyrics were not. I mean, we couldn't understand, but the melodies were catchy, and they were something that the ear could catch, even mm-hmm. though we couldn't catch all the lyrics. So I think there's that part to it, and it always had a very nice groove to it that was not too aggressive.
But smooth enough.
Smooth enough, but it also had this sort of Imbira-style mm-hmm. Syncopated rhythm in a way, but not too much. It just it was just a magical thing that connected to many people. I don't think there's a recipe for that, because mm-hmm. if there were, every
We'd
musician
would
be, yeah.
It would all be legends.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's insane. So tell me something. I guess if I were to give you an opportunity to define the legacy that he's left behind, what would you say it is? Because he was more than just a musician. He was a human rights activist. He was a goodwill ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
He was a philanthropist. The list goes on and on and on. Like we agreed last week, it's
yes.
next to impossible for you to be like, okay, Tuku is just this.
Right.
But what would you say his legacy is?
It's hard to pinpoint. Probably a couple of things. Mm-hmm. One would be his guitar style. Tuku music, which he explained to me that first interview I had with him here about 5 years ago.
So he was correct. He said 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. No, but that was here in VOA.
Okay, okay.
He said that his guitar style he developed because he loved the Imbira so much that he wanted to play it, but he didn't have an Imbira in his hands. He had a guitar. So he adapted Imbira playing to the guitar, plus another traditional music genre from Zimbabwe called tsotsa.
Mm-hmm.
And he combined those two and made his own sound. So that sound is a legacy. It's something that, it's like a fela,
mm-hmm.
his Afro beat.
Mm-hmm.
He invented that.
Mm-hmm.
And now his
offspring.
Sons do it, others do
Everyone
it.
Is just...
But you know when you hear mm-hmm. Afro beat.
Fela.
It's like that with tuku music.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a great guitarist. Guitarists in the future can play his songs and even invent new songs, but use that guitar picking style.
Mm-hmm.
You can never have another voice like Tuku's, though.
Okay.
I hope it comes up, but his voice was just incredible, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But even when he spoke, it just filled the room. It was just the biggest voice I've ever heard
mm-hmm.
anyone speak. But still, I think his guitar style. Another thing about him was his music was bigger than himself. So he always used songs to convey a message about society
mm-hmm.
that he cared about.
Of course.
So his music was bigger than himself. And I think a lot of musicians don't do that. I think for them, a lot of it is all ego. It's about
mm-hmm.
me. But Tuku's legacy is that it wasn't about him at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say those two things.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe Muhle, let's go to some Tuku music. And when we come back, we chop it up with Heather Maxwell. We look to take more callers. All right, next song, Into Yam, Sthandwa Ngeyakho. Ringo Mahlengosi, featuring Oliver Mthukudzi. Tell us what you think about Ilegacy eka Babu Umui u Oliver Mthukudzi.
Hello,
Kaliwa. See, I'm the next Tuku. I'm the next Tuku.
You think so?
Ingomega Tuku Ontanga Zibakomuhle. That was Oliver Mtukudzi featuring Ringo Madlingozi. I always found it interesting how he able to cross borders by bringing in people from different tribes. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he sang with Ringo Madlingozi. That's Xhosa and Shona just slap bang.
Yes.
I remember growing up, I grew up in South Africa, and so it was interesting to have people play music. I remember the first time a friend of mine, was Xhosa, was playing this song, and I was like, that sounds like Shona.
Right.
And I was like, hold up. That's Oliver Mtukudzi. That is so interesting. Yeah. I guess before I let you go, Heather, my last question to you would be, looking at the legacy that Tuku had, what do you think young people, young up-and-coming artists, in actual fact, I'll just say young people in general, because mm-hmm. Tuku was more than just a musician. He helped a lot of people across the board. What do you think they should learn from his legacy?
I would say, I'm thinking back to the two times I spent time with him, and each time he said one similar thing, mm-hmm. which was, he felt that parents should not force their kids to try to become something in their lives that they aren't.
AKA doctors, lawyers, what the
list goes on and on. He seemed to have this message repeating throughout uh-huh. many of his songs. Mm-hmm. I think that was really important to him. And so I believe that that message, more than anything specifically musical, but that message that he often said through his music is an important thing and should be something of a legacy for, mm-hmm. for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans mm-hmm. should heed mm-hmm. that message that he so often sang. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're a musician, great. If you're a doctor, great. Mm-hmm. But just be yourself. And parents, let your kids
be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
It was my
pleasure. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
You just broke my heart because you told me that there's no other Tuku, but I hope we get another one.
There's no other Tuku, Mike, but we'll get some great ones. You know what? I'm really, really excited for Zimbabwe because they had Tuku. Mm-hmm. So musically,
we still have Thomas Mapfumo.
Yes, you do. And you have many others.
Save Mkanya.
And you have many more mm-hmm. and many others to come that are going to be wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much, Heather. Well, Zimbabwe Muhle Limzwile u Heather Maxwell lapha uwe all chopping it up sikhuluma ngempilo eka moyi u Oliver Mtukudzi. Now, as we continue and we bring in other guests, let's chop it up and continue. I'm showing you all ukuthi abasakhulayo how were they appreciating impilo eka baba u Oliver Mtukudzi. We have another video loading up where two young people, one is Lorraine, another one is Victor, were singing ingoma eka baba u Oliver Mtukudzi. Let's take a look.
Benya, benya, oh, usawole moya kaneria, Maria newe, usawole moya kaneria, Maria newe, neria. Sore moyo kaneria Maria newe Sore moyo kaneria Maria newe Kufirwa ne murume hanzwa Sinona moyo ikushinga Sore moyo kaneria Maria newe Sore moyo kaneria Maria newe
Now abantu abasakhulayo bathi usahore moyo kaneria Maria newe Hayi Shakavu rest in peace famba zwakanaka samanyanga silahlekelo liqhawe la ngempela abantu uZulu uyamthakazelela bathakazela impilo kabuyi asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu kulo Letitia Tarunga uthi hello Letitia siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo uPamela Khumalo uthi hello everyone unjani makhumalo siyakwamukela kuhlelo uOnet Ngwenya uthi linjani mthwakazo omuhle Onet siyakwamukela kuhlelo Sibonu Letitia uphinde wage wa ube commenta lapha ekhulumisana lo Mugadza uthi absolutely Mugadza ngibona ngani ubevumelana lo mbono ka Mugadza malana ngempilo ka Thuku uphinde wathi I for one have been taken back to my childhood. My late father was a big fan. After Thuku's passing, I came to realize how his music in the 80s was food for the soul. He was larger than life and yet so humble. Leamuzwa, she's not the only one who's repeated the same thing. Lumzwilo Heather Maxwell lai anga achinyatso obvumawo nezvo zviri kutaurwa na Letitia achiti aiwa Shakabvu Thuku was really humble. Kodwa uThuku yena was someone who didn't just help abasakhulayo who were in music. Apparently he was also into comedy. He was also a funny guy. To tell us more about that, Siloma Ndlenkosi Mathe ecingweni. Mandlenkosi unjani putami?
Ngivani.
Hayi shwi shwi mina ngishwi wena unjani?
Hayi myself kunjani kuna ngawo phula pelikhoni.
Hayi siyancenga amadola kodwa sisakhala silahlekelwe liqhawe.
Hey mdala wami kubuhlungu shemu.
Mm. So wena Mandlenkosi, you've had the opportunity of meeting ubaba uMthukudzi. Wena you're a comedian. Eningi labantu just knew uThuku for music. Icomedy yona, where did this come from?
You know, the first time I actually remember the first time ngihlala lomdala uThuku, right? I was in Bulawayo during Trade Fair. It was a comedy show in Zagala, in the way hotel. He actually came backstage in Hamba Lomfazi wakhe. And, hello?
Yebo.
Yangizwa?
Ya, ngiyakuzwa kuqhubekela phambili.
Like, I'm saying, the first time I met him, I was backstage, he took my artist. I saw how humble that guy was, how humble that man was. Oliver Mtuku was very humble. When we were swimming, he was going to perform what he is here to watch stand-up comedy. That was 2016. And then, last year, I received a phone call straight from him himself, a city, a comedy club, a Uzunzu comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the official opening, talk to him. Like, it was shocked. Oliver Mtuku was humble, because he was humble. It's like, just be yourself if you're an artist. Avantu are the people who make you. So ungaqhakumbuluzela abantu what and you need discipline in this. And one thing is ukuthi art is work as long as you love it. And you have to prove it ebantwini ukuthi into le you're good at it.
So
manje comedy way just sithola ama bookings amahle kakhulu lapha ni Northern lapha na esinike space for free and I just pray ukuthi uzenze comedy club is still working because he loves our jokes. That's interact like a cool. He loves stand up comedy. Ethatha ama picture ngephone yakhe icela ama picture lati thina and you are saying like akungithe upcoming artist lokho kuyala straight up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing called an upcoming.
Yeah, Sike Samuzo, I once heard him saying, there is no such thing as an upcoming artist. Everybody's an artist.
He was telling us practically how he started in music. It was so unbelievable, my brother, to one alive. Can you imagine? I said, come on, Oliver, what's up? He was very, very humble.
So, Mate, ngibona ngani isikhathi sesibalekile, kodwa let me just give you one more opportunity to tell us a little more about ilegacy yakhe within 2 minutes. What did you take from impilo ekababa Oliver Mthukudzi?
Oliver Mthukudzi lived his life. He was just himself. He was expressing himself through art. He was expressing interest in Zagala community, interest in Bonayo, and he made beautiful music, and mostly in vernacular. He took Zimbabwe out there. Look at Neria, which is the national anthem. Nothing happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's something big. Like, it's one thing that Oliver Mtuku taught me, like, it doesn't matter where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it. You can be successful, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And where now you're now an award-winning comedian, and you've won his tombe, vele, upete his toto is big.
Yeah. I'm a prize. It's a challenge, especially now I'm going to interview that young face of my levels or I now mix and link with the likes of Oliver Mtuku, which means I'm doing very, very much great.
Hi, Mandlenkosi. Thank you so much. Mungena kuhlelo lwethu lapha sakhulayo, Mnumzane.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Mm-hmm.
nice night, good night, okay, whatever. I don't know what's the time there.
All right, Chapudas. Well, Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard from Umandlenkosi Mathe, and he's, I almost said upcoming, but you heard Esithi Mthukudzi said there is no such thing as upcoming artist. He's a comedian in Zimbabwe, and he was also blessed by the presence of Oliver Mthukudzi as he assisted. Now, we have 5 minutes left, but before we wrap up the program, let's go to one more song. Lapos Kumbulubaba Mthukudzi. Lai Mbonangani Ingoma Yetu Uti Pano Rwadza Moyo. Oliver Mthukudzi featuring Winker D. Azish. Hey, when I kill, hey, Ingomale, yes, I have to me and Shang, a parat, Utipano, Rwadza Moyo, Ligelazo, Manzo, Shekare, Zioya, Shakavu, Achivuma, Vumai, we. What are 2 minutes left, Eseleni Ontanga? Let's check out Utilitini, Emakasine, too. Si kona lapa ku VOA Studio 7 pana Agnes Charuma aruti watching you live in Indruku Durban I watch no gamchira mchirongwa leader tsawa aruti watching from Pretoria ku South Africa Londile Sibanda aruti he was a humble dude to good down to earth guy Danny aruti uya ku Butterworth aruchaura na Agnes apa Elvis Mudiwa aruti watching from Eskotini ku Bulawayo kunjani Elvis K Garuti Magadi watching from No Spirit. K Mukunda Garuti, one of my favorite songs. I think this song did very well. It connected two nations even more. Lapan Mbonangani, he was speaking about Ingoma Ega Ringo Matluingozi featuring Oliver Mthukudzi. As one of the casting letter to LVOA Shonavan, Varukuti Chico, Chukonao, my Niko Aruti, hello brother, my Niko to Kamchiram Chirongwa, Cheruti Aruti watching from Botswana, Adonis Aruti, after 5 years, I remember you coming to Zimbabwe, Apanga Chitaura, and I hear the Maxwell, Gabriel Aruti, he was a good musician, it's only Kuti. Azo kasika kufachetea. Ute wapang suwamba tuku. Why did you leave us? Sibonu Adonis upinde wati. Bring Suzanne Oiso also from Kenya. She will tell you how great tuku was in Kenya and across the world. Hey, langalezo. Langalezo ule muli ega babu Mthukudzi. Goto wena tuku. Siti hambagate kawale makawe. Bamba izwaganaka msamanyanga. Go well mshakavu. Zimbabwe Muhle, thank you so much. Good night.